This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an absolutely wonderful Thursday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Let's check in on the Democrats and see how they're doing winning over middle America.
I'm a white woman that has lived in a red state my entire life. And I can tell you, when I'm around white people, they test the racist water. They test it on people like you all the time. And they'll try to say off-color things. I put my hand up. It absolutely happens. And you're fortunate that maybe you haven't experienced it.
I'm a different generation.
Can I just say, literally this August, a white person said the N-word. In front of me.
Literally? Not just this August, but literally this August? What did literally add to that? Anybody? Can anyone answer the question why everybody has to throw literally in to every sentence all the time? It is so mind-numbing. In fact, it's just... Stop, please. Literally, it's literally there. Literally there. It's literally Thursday. Literally, I'm about to order a pizza. Literally. Oh my gosh. Just speak, please. Jesse, when are you going to address that the whistleblowers have not been compensated? Well, here's the deal. The whistleblowers, remember we had that big public announcement. Cash Patel put out that big public announcement that the FBI whistleblowers, who I have been advocating for a very long time, that they were being brought back. Sounded good, right? Sounded good. Certainly gave me quite a bit of hope. They're running into some snags. I am displeased as of right now. I am hoping what we're seeing is just standard government slowness. But so far, talking to them, they're being sidelined, essentially. Oh, no. Brave whistleblowers. We're gonna bring you back. Anyway, got a big stack of papers over here. Half need shredded. Half need stapled. Thanks for your service. Go to the back room and shred papers all day. That kind of stuff. I am waiting before I blow a blood vessel on the air and start ranting and raving about this, which I'm going to do. But what's happening so far is not acceptable. And what it feels like right now, just what it feels like, what it feels like is we got played a little bit. What it feels like is some people wanted us to shut up and stop advocating for these brave heroes. So they said, no, they're all coming back. They're all hired back. Congratulations. And then they slow roll everything. I am not hearing things that please me at all. I am hoping for the best. But I have a limited amount of patience, as you are well aware, and the time is growing near where I'm going to get upset. There. That's where I'm at. Now, was that clear enough for you? Greetings, fellow history enthusiast. Curious what the status is with all the NGOs that were contracted to hand out housing meals and benefits to illegals handed out around the country. How much did they get? Have the contracts ended and been cut off? So on and so forth. Okay. He said, I appreciate the Malta class. Oh, yeah. So on and so forth. All right. So here's part of the problem of what we've been going through. And this will get specifically to the NGOs, but in general. Remember that the legal profession, legal school, law schools, judges, lawyers, it is in large part dominated by communists. Not at all. Not all of them at all. There are some blood red lawyers and wonderful lawyers out there. But the field, in large part, is dominated by communists. They have taken over law schools and all this other stuff. And they are well versed in the law, in the legalities of things. Yes, communists are more than willing to break the law. But what's better than breaking the law? Figuring out all the legal loopholes you need so you can do absolutely horrible things without ever breaking the law. So when I tell you an NGO, a quote, non-government organization, got $100 million of your money, and that $100 million to this NGO was used to feed and house illegals, but wait, it's more, they also used it to educate the illegals before they got here on how they can stay here. So they got them here, they're feeding them here, they're flying them around the country and getting them places to stay. And I say they got your money, your head is about to explode in anger, and justifiably so, because that is wrong in every way. Not just bringing them here, but using your own money to do it. But this is how Democrats use government, and some Republicans, if we're being fair, but this is how Democrats use government. All of it is designed to aid them. Every single step they take, they are trying to make their revolution legal. They're trying to insulate their revolution from ever being cracked down on. So you throw this little loophole in that law, and this little loophole in this law, and this little bit on this bill. And I mean, how many of these bills did they pass that were, quote, omnibus bills? You know what omnibus means? It's a term they throw around all the time. What does it actually mean? It means instead of being any single subject, we just threw a bunch of stuff in there. That's what it means, omnibus. It just encompasses a bunch of different things. Why do they do omnibus bills? Why don't they do those single subject bills you've been campaigning for the longest time? Why? Got to be a reason. Well, how do you do corruption with a single subject bill? If I come to the floor of the House of Representatives and I have a bill that says build the wall, that's it. It's a straight up, it's one page. Here's the money we need. This is what we're going to do. We're going to build 500 miles of border wall. This is the bill. Well, that's fine and all, but how am I going to get any of that cheddar cheese? I've got donors. I've got political friends. I'm here to loot the treasury and give taxpayer money out to all my friends. This single subject bill, build the wall, what's in it for me? That's why you never see it. And by the way, that's why I'm fairly confident you will never see it. The bills aren't single subject because that would reduce and practically eliminate corruption. Instead, oh, no, 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 Jesse, I'm glad. No, 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 I want to build the wall too. I'll tell you what, though. We need a new airport. For my state, we need a new airport in my district. And hey, Bob, what is your district in California need? Oh, you want to build a new park? Let's get that in there too. So we'll build the wall and an airport and a new park. And hey, Senator Jerkwater, don't you guys need some extra stuff? Oh, you want a new port? But hey, let's put that in the border bill. And by the time it's done, it's 10,000 pages. And of course, they'll call it a border bill. The Jesse securing the border bill. But instead, you're paying to teach ducks how to be gay in Zimbabwe because some congressman runs an NGO that happens to do that. And of course, his third cousin is the one who's the manager of the whole thing, pocketing all the cash. That was a long way of saying, yes, some of the money to NGOs has been cut off. Some of it is legal. No, it's criminal. It's awful. It's enough to make your friggin' head explode. I know it is. But that's the way our government currently works. And until we get a lot more involved and a lot more involved in our primaries until we start punishing Republicans in primaries, then this is going to be the state of affairs. Look, this is a long way to go. We always have a lot more work to do. That wasn't meant to make you feel bad. There's just a lot more work to do. We can't ever be complacent and sit back and put our feet up and say, yeah, we finally got them licked. Doesn't work that way. Let me talk to you about something. You ever find out, you ever talk to anybody who got their identity stolen? I have many times before. Did you know I ran into this selling RVs one day? Guy comes in, well put together, needed an RV for work. Wasn't a big one. It was like a smaller travel trailer, 20 grand, something like that. Goes out. It was actually great. Finds exactly what he wants. Goes in. Said, hey, all right, I got to run your credit. Said, sounds good. I got an 800 credit score. So that'll work. And he seemed like the kind of guy who did. I go pull his credit score. You know what he pulled? Still remember it. 523. You know why? Identity got stolen. No RV. Sorry, buddy. Find a new place to stay for work. Every day people get loans taken out in their name, get their bank accounts emptied because they haven't called LifeLock. Call LifeLock and let them protect you. LifeLock will protect you. And if the worst does happen, they'll make you whole again. 30 days free, a 30-day free trial. If you call right now, LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just use the promo code Jesse. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you want to email us your love, your hate, your death threats, you can. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I know it's been a heavy show.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Let's tackle a couple other things here. This is not the first one I've gotten like this. So let's tackle it. Dear Balding Bronco, it's not nice. I live in a blood red county in western Kansas. Nothing but farms, cattle, and coyotes. Fall harvest is in full swing, and commodity prices are in the tank. The trade wars in Trump's first term were bad, but now with high inflation, they are really putting the squeeze on us. Our family farm is still MAGA, but when I go to town, I increasingly hear folks becoming more negative to Trump. They're tired of hearing about world peace and world politics. Not asking for another government handout, but dang, folks are hurting. Your thoughts? All right. So there is, first of all, let's address the global politics, world peace, bringing peace here, peace in the Middle East and stuff like that. And this is something I have cautioned, not just the Trump administration, the Republican Party against. There is something that has been happening in normal America, in the America that exists outside of D.C. There has been something that has been happening, and Washington, D.C. doesn't fully realize it yet, and this includes very much the Republican Party. In fact, it does include the Trump White House, so let's just talk about it. Americans have watched, especially in recent years, as their standard of living has gone down. Younger generations can't afford homes. Older generations, their money doesn't go as far. People aren't spending what they used to spend. They're not taking as many trips. Everything points to this. The only reason consumer spending levels have remained the same, if you dig into the data, is because rich people are spending more. Rich people spending, it's holding up a lot of things, right? So what does that mean? That means everyone else is getting screwed. That means normal people are having a hard time making ends meet. Now, let's pause on that for a moment. In politics, foreign adventuring, foreign interference in any way, whether you're starting a war or stopping a war or whatever it is, getting involved in international affairs, it feels big And not only does it feel big, it feels bigger and, frankly, more important than getting involved in domestic politics. For instance, let's say I magically made you a United States senator. Today, here's your pin. You're a United States senator. Now, I'm not asking what you should do. I'm asking what you would want to do. I hand you on day one two options. Hey, senator, you've only got time for one of the two here. There is a tiny town in your area where there was just a nasty chemical spill and the people are struggling, they're suffering, and they would like someone to come look at it, get them some help if they can, and we would like you, Senator, to go to this tiny town, 1,200 people. We want you to go. It's way out of the way. It's going to take you hours to even drive there. We want you to go check in. Or we have a delegation heading to Paris tonight. See, there's an international conference. All these world leaders are going to be there. We're going to put you up in the Four Seasons. It'll be very nice. Do you want to be part of this international conference? Or do you want to go to tiny town chemical spill? They choose Paris. I have warned privately and publicly, I have warned the Republican Party, including the Trump White House, that people do not find things affordable still. That didn't disappear when Joe Biden left. Of course, Donald Trump has done wonderful things, no question about it. And it's better than when Biden was there. But people are still not making ends meet. And when the midterms come around, or when 2028 comes around, I know, look, a peace in the Middle East sounds great. There aren't very many Americans who are going to be voting because there's peace in Gaza. Sounds good, and it is good. Fine, sounds good. That's not what motivates people. There is less of an appetite for any foreign stuff now than there has been in the entirety of my lifetime, and that's because Americans are watching their country get dirtier, more crime-ridden, and more expensive. And when you watch the things around you rot, you start caring a whole lot less about Ukraine. You care a lot less, even about Venezuela. And I'm not dismissive of these things. About Israel. I don't want to hear about Israel when I can't afford groceries. Sounds good. Good for Israel. How are my grocery prices? This is something the Republican Party has got to understand. But there is a signal lag. There always has been in D.C. And you get there and you're puffed up and you're important and you're on Air Force One and it's international and you're going to give me the Nobel Peace Prize. Farmers in Kansas don't care about the Nobel Peace Prize. They care about paying the bills. Republican Party better understand that. All right. Move on. We're going to talk a little bit about Abbey Gate, but I'm not going to get upset. I promise I'm not going to get upset. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about how you feel after work. You know, I've read them for you. We get emails from 70, 80-year-olds who say at the end of an eight-hour workday, they're ready to keep going now because of natural herbal supplements from Chalk. I don't tell you about Chalk because I'm some health freak. You are well aware I am not. I tell you about Chalk because it's going to make your entire life better. You will be better with your family. You'll be better at work. You'll be better on the weekends because when you're happier and have more energy, all of life gets better. When you're not dying to sit down, dying to plop down on the couch, you have more energy to embrace this life. And that's what Chalk can do for you. It's what it's done for me. 4 years now, almost 4 years now, I think. I've been taking a male vitality stack every day. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday and Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. And let me touch on this really briefly before I get back to the questions. I know about the John Bolton indictment. We already talked extensively about the John Bolton situation. John Bolton, longtime neocon, who Trump hired in his first term. Good grief. Anyway, John Bolton sucks. Has always sucked. Will always suck. And then moved on to celebrate the Mar-a-Lago raid where they said, well, Donald Trump took all these classified documents. I do want to remind everybody again, when it comes to the Trump classified documents, that you know who has access to any level of classification they want? The President of the United States. Do you know who can declassify anything they want? The President of the United States. Did you know there's not a special ceremony or something to get something declassified? You don't have to put it through a special machine. The president can simply look at something and say, it's declassified. Setting that aside, John Bolton was never president. Now, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C. or the surrounding area, you will know what I'm saying is true. If not, don't worry about it. Just take my word for it. It's so rich. There is so much money there. You go to all these different places around the country, and you can tell there are so many areas where people are struggling and empty storefronts and things like that. That does not exist in the Washington, D.C. area. As fast as they can build fancy new buildings, they're building them. If you go to the Northern Virginia, Maryland, if you go out to the burbs that are close to D.C., gorgeous homes, gorgeous cars, dripping in money. People like John Bolton, there are many, many like him, people like John Bolton figured out long ago how to make money on the business of government. Now, that's a terrible place to be. You don't want your country to turn into that, but that's how so many people make their living in this country. Now, have you been curious since Donald Trump got elected president why he's been removing people's classified status, access to classified information? He's done this many, many times before. FBI, CIA. Hey, this guy no longer has national security access. Why? Doesn't that almost seem like such a benign thing to do? Why does he even need? He doesn't even need that anymore. He's retired. No. They, quote, retire from their official government jobs. The government job gets you access to the information. When you leave the government, that's when you make your money. You use the government job to get access to information. You leave the government job to make money with the information you swindled out of the government. This is so common, it's frightening. Now, I don't know all the details yet on the allegations against John Bolton, the indictment against John Bolton, meaning I don't know how airtight any of this is. From what I understand, he's going to be tried somewhere in Virginia, so our chances are not necessarily great. That this is how it's been happening in Washington for a very long time, and it's going to take a long time to clean out this gunk. If we can arrest and indict people like John Bolton, try them and send them to prison for doing this, it'll happen a lot less. The problem is it just hasn't happened in years. It just doesn't happen in this country. It's become a totally corrupt, disgusting swamp, and I'm sick of it, and so let's celebrate when we can celebrate. Jesse, a few days after the Abbey Gate bombing, the U.S. sent a missile strike. Initially, the intel we got was the person responsible for the bombing. Later, it was not the responsible person, but some civilians. Where did the intel come from? Did our intelligence group contact the Taliban? So I know you remember, so we're not going to go over it all. Horrible bombing at Abbey Gate. The Biden administration got our people killed. They, of course, don't care about that, but they do care about bad publicity. So remember that in all life, there is a very crude saying, but it's so true, that poop runs downhill. If the boss is unhappy, if the boss is maybe even in trouble, then things are going to go poorly for the people below the boss. That's the way life works. When the Biden administration finds itself with a large amount of egg on its face for an embarrassing Afghanistan pullout, and then they get 13 of our troops incinerated at Abbey Gate, they understand they have to worry about public poll numbers. So what happens from there? What happens from there is people start making phone calls. You start making phone calls to the people, not only in the intelligence community, in the military. And you're saying things on these phone calls to the effect of, find the person responsible, find them quickly, find them quickly. Now, what is your motivation? It's not revenge. It's certainly not to hold these people to account for what they did to the troops. The only thing you're worried about is headlines and public polling. So you want to be able to run to the American people and say, hey, we got them. But again, poop rolls downhill. You called and you screamed at the CIA station chief in the area. You called and screamed at the generals. You called and screamed at Mark Milley. You better find this guy immediately. Well, what are they doing? They're picking up the phone call too. They're picking up the phone too. And they're screaming at the guy underneath them and the guy underneath them. And let's just say you're a CIA station chief. You're screaming at everybody under you. You better get me a name. You better get me a name. Who did this? My job is on the line. I'm trying to get promoted. I want to be assistant director one day. You better. And so what happens? Enough people start breathing down enough people's necks. So eventually some guy says, well, I think this guy, possibly, I haven't confirmed this, in this house, there's a guy, and I think that might be our guy. In fact, I had an informant tell me he thinks it might be the guy. Well, as that information travels back up the chain, it goes from a lot of I thinks, he might be's, I haven't verified it. As it travels back up to the decision makers, it turns into we found the guy in no uncertain terms. Get the Reaper drone. This is not something that is unique to Abbey Gate. All human beings, you and me, we tend to only hear what we want to hear. That's a human nature thing. When you start talking about politics, poll numbers, this kind of stuff, this is how it goes lots of the time. You manage to find whatever intelligence you were looking for in order to justify whatever you wanted to do anyway. And because these people are soulless monsters who only care about themselves, they will, with a straight face, go and incinerate 10 innocent people in Afghanistan, 6 of them children. Then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs will stand up in front of the American people and call it a, quote, righteous strike. Once that is eventually exposed, once we are revealed to be murderers, there's no other way to look at that, then they will, of course, investigate themselves. We're doing an internal review. And at the end of the internal review, nobody will be punished. No blame laid down anywhere. Too bad, so sad, they wash their hands of it. That is what happens when your country's been run by monsters. Awful. Terrible. Speaking of monsters, let's talk about abortion. 60 million. Can you believe that number? 60 million babies gone. That is just that's staggering, man. How do we fight back against an evil that prevalent? It's everywhere. How can we fight back against it? Well, our greatest tool is the ultrasound. Now, you can pass laws, you can overturn Roe versus Wade, all that stuff is fine. An ultrasound is what can get us there. An ultrasound is how we give her the gift of hearing her baby's heartbeat, and that's what preborn does. They find these women who are trying to get an abortion, and they offer them love, they offer them hope, they offer them a free ultrasound, and they do it with what you give. The ultrasound itself costs $28. $28 for a baby's life. You think that's worth it? preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We've talked about cream so many times, Chris. I do not like cream. It's terrible. I know you think it's good, and it should be good when you look at the people who were in the band. It's not good. It's weird, druggy music. I don't like cream. What? Pink Floyd doesn't count as druggy music. Not that much. Oh, before I get back to the questions, you know, Ob's being really snotty sometimes. Let me explain. I know that you look at me like Hercules, like some kind of Zeus, really, some sort of superhuman person. But I have things that go wrong with me, too. And I have had for 3 or 4 months tendonitis in my right forearm. It flares up every time I do any kind of a pulling workout. Whenever I'm pulling on something, it'll be fine. Chris, why don't you grow up? Both of you grow up. Whenever I'm pulling on something, it'll be okay. It's not like I'm dying. But after it's done, my forearm, my right forearm, it'll be inflamed. It'll hurt. It's nothing that's the end of the world. So I haven't been pulling on anything. I have stopped doing any pulling exercises, just trying to rest it and get it better. Now that brings Ob into it. You know, I told you she was a gymnast and a really good one. You know, full ride college scholarship, University of Arizona, the works. I mean, she was really, really good. So she's one of these workout freaks too. Immediately she's all, start doing these strengthening exercises and blah, 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 blah. And I already told her it's not a strength problem. I'm fine. We don't need to do this. But in order to get her off my back, I told her I would. So I texted her earlier. So I worked out this morning and decided I was going to try to pull again. And I did. And it flared up. And I texted her, I hurt my tendonitis again. And she texts back, that's surprising since you've been doing those rehab exercises I showed you and said you would do. That was a sarcastic response, in case you're wondering. That's just snotty. And it's not necessary. It's not what, Chris? What? That's what I told her. I've been doing them. You just didn't see it. But whenever I say that, then I just get accused of lying, which is, I mean, I am lying, but that you shouldn't accuse anybody of that. And there was no need to have these little beep, 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 these little snotty little comments, this little picking at this and picking at that. There's no need. There is a need for Legacy Box, though. Remember that. Your memories don't preserve themselves. That home movie that you treasure, your kids are going to want to see that. Their kids are going to want to see that. They're going to want to hear your voice. They're going to want to see the wedding. Have you digitized it? Or is it sitting in a box waiting for a fire tonight to wipe out all those memories? That picture of grandma you have on the mantle, is that a digital picture? Let Legacy Box digitize your memories. I'm not asking you to send your stuff to China. I'm asking you to send them to Tennessee. They will hand digitize your stuff. Legacy Box will. They'll send it back to you. Then you have a digital copy and the original, and digital lasts forever. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. I did it. Do it. At least get the box. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Jesse, I will say that all I can/will do regardless is pray and vote with my wallet, but I know there's so much more that can be done. I recently purchased some shirts that mirror the shirt Charlie Kirk wore, so on and so forth. I want to encourage as you said, to get involved where you can with the ground we have legally and locally. I've decided to run for my local school board in Georgia, says his name is Mike. I'll again play this for you. This is the lady who might be governor of New Jersey.
Look, I believe that parents have the right to oversee their children's education. I would push an LGBTQ education into our schools. Parents have a right to opt out of a lot of things, but this is not an area where they should be opting out, because this is an area of understanding the background of people throughout our nation. And right now we see, for example, at Naval Academy, an erasure of history.
Steve Sweeney.
They want your children. They are not passive about your children, and the communists are not waiting till 2028 so they can try to take back power. They are running in governor races, obviously, but they're also running in school board races. I know that when I bring up running for local office, I know that it's very tempting to think that you're not qualified. Yes, you are. Trust me. You're qualified. The people who are there are morons. You're more than qualified. That's one. Two, I know you're thinking it's going to be difficult. You're going to have to knock on some doors, go out, meet some people. You are. Anything worthwhile is difficult. I know you're also thinking maybe it's boring. Let me ease your mind. It's going to be boring. It is. Jewish producer Chris is involved, and it's friggin' boring. He's involved, though. He's doing something. Get involved. The communist, as bad as he is, as evil as he is, he cares enough about his religion to get involved. He's not sitting around hoping for the best. He is not sitting around hoping that someone else comes and does it. He is on his Secretary of State's website. He's figuring out when, you know what? It's what, October 15th, 16th, something like that? Christmas is coming up. Sorry, Chris. Is your town going to have any kind of a Christmas celebration? Let me ask you. You want it to be gay? You ready to have drag Santa in your town? Do you know who's organizing your town's Christmas parade, your town's Christmas celebration? Do you know what commission, what city councilman, who's involved? Do you know what the plan is? Do you know that this is not super secret information they're hiding in a bunker? You know who does know what your town's plans are for Christmas? The communists in your area, because they've already been to every city council meeting. They're aware of the commission that's coming up. They're going to go sit on the commission, and they're going to make sure Santa is as gay as possible. Get involved in your community. I know it's not the House and the Senate with fancy jets and steak dinners, and you're not going to be rich and famous. I understand all that, but that's the work that truly matters. You want to know how to fortify your country as best you can for when the communist savages come back and try to do worse than they did last time? Fortify your local area, and no matter where you are, there's something you can do locally, all right? All right. Well, maybe not New York City. Someone has a question about that. We'll talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.